Meeting to order. Our invocation and pledge will be given by Alan Terrell. Would you please rise?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is the Moab Valley Town Advisory Board, May 31st, 2017. Roll call. I'm Gene Houston. I'm the chairman of the Moab Valley Town Advisory Board.
Margie Holland, co-chair.
Ann Markle, part of the town board.
Ryan Burris, member of the town board.
And Janice will not be here. Her mother passed away, so she's off for the next 5 days. I don't see any other county employees here. Move on to the next item, which is public comment. This is a time when if you can't stay for the meeting and you want to make a comment, but there can be no vote, this is just a comment period. Is there anybody that needs to make a comment about some item on this agenda?
Just at this point, it's for the agenda items only, correct?
Agenda items only, and typically it's because we'll discuss them. It's
right.
If you can't stay, you got to say something and you need to leave.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, we're fine.
All right. Do I have an approval of the April 26, 2017 minutes?
I'll motion.
All right, we have a couple motions on the table. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Approval of the agenda for May 31st, 2017.
I'll move motion to approve the agenda.
Motion's on the table. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. We have no information items. Janice is not here to bring us up to date. So guess what? You're on. So the first item is UC0797-16. And WC-0061-17, Terrell Family Trust, waiver of conditions of a use permit requiring a drainage study and compliance in conjunction with the proposed accessory structure detached garage on 11.2 acres in an RU rural open land zone in Community District 5, generally located on the west side of Anderson Street and the south side of Willow Avenue within the northeast Clark County. Mr. Terrell.
The garage was approved the last time I was here.
Yes, it was.
I've been 5 months working on this building permit, but after the approval last time, the zoning department decided I needed a drainage study on all 11.3 acres that I own, even though 40% of it lies in the flood zone, 60% is above, and my garage site is 45 feet above the flood zone. I actually priced a flood study. It was over $20,000 to do what the county wanted to do. So I talked to Commissioner Kirkpatrick. She got the staff, they looked everything over, decided it really wasn't necessary to do that. But I had to file the waiver and give $400 and go through the process. So it's on the agenda to get approved. Commissioner's already said she will approve it. She actually pre-approved this so that the permit process can keep going. And I should have it currently under the next month. So that's where I'm at.
Okay. Any questions from anybody in the audience? Or any comments? Okay, open it up to the board. Any comments from the board?
I'll make a motion that we approve.
Okay, motion on the table to approve the waiver of conditions of the use permit requiring a drainage study.
Awesome.
All in favor? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? None. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have no general business, so this is the comment period devoted to whatever you want to talk about.
Firstly, on behalf of the Pierces who couldn't make it tonight, their daughter is an equestrian, and she somehow wants to get the word out, although she did try Facebook. I'm sorry, Dylan Storino over there. That when ATV drivers come around the back fairground where the equestrians work their horses out, they're not watching speed limits, they're spoofing courses, and somehow the word has to get out to them that they need to be careful when they're driving in that area because their horses are being spooked. So I told them I would bring that up for them.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Now, my issue. The last time I was here, I talked about not finding anything on the 2012 land use plan. Then I found out it got approved in January 2012, which means the action took place in 2011. So then I went through all my paperwork at that time. I saw where it did appear at a town board, I think it was November of 2011. All that was addressed in that entire meeting was industrial to PF or PF to industrial. There was no other land use items at all indicated in the minutes for that particular meeting. And it looks like the open house that they talked about was an hour or so prior to that town board meeting. But I also was told by somebody at the county that it was supposed to have been announced at several tabs. Well, I went from January all the way up to that actual meeting, which was October or November, and not once was it ever mentioned in our minutes anywhere. I did attend the meeting, so obviously I was aware about it. It just was that many years ago. But no announcements were made, so if there was anything controversial that would have caused us to go to the open house prior to that, none of us were aware of it, other than just coming to the town board that night and hearing the items. So I just wanted more record of that.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments? All right. I think this will be the record, quickest meeting we've ever had. But I am going to go ahead and adjourn this meeting, and our next meeting date is June 14, 2017. Thank you all for coming. Yep.
Thanks, you
guys. Thank you.
I hope you don't see me
again. Yeah, and I hope we don't have to either. I really do.
Thank you.
You're welcome.